very often when we talk about the threats to democracy, the answers to that would be that, oh, this is undemocratic and we can't do that. And the recent example was now in Ukraine, that the Ukrainian government decided to block the Russian social media in Ukraine. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about that. For 3 years, they've been talking about things that they were using this social media against Ukraine. And now that they've done it, they're again criticized.
Yes. So, I mean, first of all, I think that democracy is a very slippery term. Democracy is shorthand for a whole mixture of things. It's about government accountability. It's about the rule of law. It's about transparency. It's about freedom. And we always need to unpick things, and sometimes countries that call themselves democratic, like North Korea, are absolutely not. On the specific question, I think democracies can defend themselves, but sometimes defending yourself means you have to make compromises. You can't do everything all the time, and we've never had an ideal age, and there's no ideal world. On the specific question of banning Russian social media, I think I'm against this. I can see why many Ukrainians are in favour, but on the whole, I think that you have to ask, is this solving the problem? What was the problem here we're trying to solve? And I think it makes Ukraine look bad, it makes Ukraine look weak, and I don't think it will really deter the Russian sort of information offensive on Ukraine.
What do you think is the right answer in this situation? Because Ukraine is in a different situation from other European countries, because it's actually in war with Russia.
As you rightly say, the problem is that Ukraine is at war, and the way to stop a war is to win it, and you've done a very good job on that so far. You've fought Russia to a standstill. None of Russia's plans have worked. I wish the West was doing more, and I hope this administration will do more. But I think that as Ukraine gets stronger, it becomes increasingly clear that Russia has created a problem for itself in the so-called DNR and LNR. And I think Russia will have to accept that it needs to move as well. So the main thing to do is just to stay strong and keep winning. On the information side, I think the most important thing is to have strong Ukrainian media and have a strong Ukrainian message. And a strong Ukrainian message must reflect a strong Ukrainian reality. And when people have confidence in their elected representatives, confidence in their institutions, then there's and the media is portraying a country that is succeeding because it is succeeding, then you won't worry so much about what's on Russian social media.
You were one of the very few people who realized what was going on still a few years ago when the whole disinformation campaign from Russia just started. How do you think the West can protect itself?
Well, we need to listen to our allies, and the only reason I was on this early was because my friends in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, the former Czechoslovakia, Ukraine have been telling me this all through the 90s. They've been saying, watch out, Russia is not a problem that you fixed. Russia is a serious geopolitical challenge to the West, and is going to be so for many years. And all I really did was relay the warnings that I got from people who knew more about it than I did. And because I'm British and talk nice English and wear a nice suit, maybe I was listened to when these other people weren't. But I don't take much credit for that myself. The West can defend itself because it's much bigger and richer. The West has 7 times Russia's population. It has 14 times Russia's GDP. We're not losing this because we're weak. We're losing this because we are weak-willed and we don't get our act together. And the solution for a problem of coordination is to coordinate better and show more willpower, and then I think we can win quite easily.
We've seen that the Russian influence goes on many different levels, and in some countries, like here in the Czech Republic or in the United States, the influence goes to the very top. Do you need a resident if you have a president?
I think this is a very serious problem, and we need to be, not just in this country, in Czech Republic, but in America and in some other countries, there are serious worries about political penetration by Russia at the very top, whether it's ideological, financial penetration, compromat, or commercial ties, or whatever. These things matter, and we have to fight this on two fronts. We have to raise the political cost of being pro-Kremlin, so don't vote for people who are pro-Kremlin. We need to have real political competition so that people say, I've got a real alternative. And I think one of the problems we have is that Western countries, many democracies, have become political cartels, where you're given a choice between the crooks and the idiots, and that's not very attractive. And then people say, well, the fact that one of the crooks or one of the idiots is also pro-Russian is a secondary issue. I don't really have anybody to vote for.
The German elections are coming, and the German secret services say that the Russians are again meddling into that process again. The head of the German Secret Service says we have to go into a counterattack, like we have to destroy the servers of which distribute fake news. When do you think we will see a serious counterattack from the West?
I think it's actually started, but you can't see it. And I noticed that 20 years ago, nobody listened to me. 10 years ago, people listened to me, but they laughed, and they're not laughing now. And this is good, and there's an awful lot going on, particularly in the bits of government you can't see, where people are saying we have to take Russia seriously, we have to do proper threat assessments, we need capabilities, we need to hire people who speak Russian, we need to get people to understand fake news. So there is quite a lot going on. I don't think this effort is very successful so far, but the counterattack has started. I am sceptical about attacking Russia exactly the way they're attacking us. I think that we should plug the weaknesses in our system. We should attack them in ways that hurt them. That could be a mixture of satirical and investigative journalism undermining Putin's legitimacy inside Russia. I think perhaps even more effective would be to go after the money. Putin and his friends steal money, but they don't invest it in the DNR or LNR. They don't even really invest it in occupied Crimea. They invest in London, New York, Paris and these other places. And we should be going after the money. And if we said to Putin, look, Tavarish, we've got your money. If you want to see it again, back off. That would be a very good message, and it will come at some economic cost to the West, but I think it's much better to pay that economic cost now than pay a much bigger political cost later.